At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change. On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Welcome to Sweet Episode 16 of Life's a Draft. On this podcast, we pick a topic and draft our top choices in that category. Please follow the podcast on Instagram at life's_a_draft. The website will be at the end where you can see episode artwork, vote, and share your thoughts. After the draft, we'll play a game called Croce's Clues. So before we get drafting, let me introduce who is with me here tonight. This first guy has been enjoying the Cowboys losing in the playoffs again, not because of the refs, because of their own incompetence. And still trying to correctly pronounce Worcestershire. Dilts is here. Help me out, Dilts. How do you say it?
I can't pronounce it. I don't know.
Try it.
Worcestershire. I can't right now.
Worcestershire.
I don't know.
It's terrible. Riding high off a 49ers playoff win against air quote America's team. Shine is in the house.
Debo.
The blue stars were no match for the Niners this week.
They had one color blue, maybe.
It was a bad game. Four ugly quarters by Dallas and one ugly quarter by San Francisco. But all that matters is we're going to eat some cheese next week.
Still working to finish his bachelor's degree, applying for home mortgages, and watching Dr. Quinn marathons. Catman is with us.
What's up?
Meow.
We are safe. We're also safe from the tsunami. Woken by tsunami warnings the other day. We're all good. We're all safe. We hunkered down.
And where was the volcano eruption at?
Tonga. Small island east of Australia.
I learned something about tsunamis through this. An ankle-deep water of a tsunami could carry you out to the ocean, apparently.
That is correct. They're very dangerous. They must be respected.
Playing Mario Monopoly with the kids, still coaching Unified Basketball, and inching near the light at the end of the tunnel. Birdo is here.
It's a long tunnel, man.
Seeing one of the best and worst of the Marvel Cinematic Universe has to offer in a 24-hour period and rekindling his love of movie theater film watching, J-Cat is with us. And J-Cat, I have one question for you. Between you and Catman, who loves the character of Sprite from The Eternals more?
I don't have words for that twerp. I don't know what it is. Spoilers, because somebody hasn't seen this. I hope it gets its wish. It's terrible.
And I am your host, Eric. I just want to say that I hate wind. Wind is awful. Yes, I know a nice breeze in the summer is great sometimes, but damn it, wind is terrible. And with that being said, here are the results of the female TV characters draft. In sixth place, with 6.9% of the votes, comments included, "My wife is a man-hater, so I had to pick this team. Literally, my life depended on it. Most of the broads, word chosen intentionally to piss her off, on this list represent a first of some kind. Pretty decent all in all. P.S. Jason tried to steal a win by using death to his favor. No shame. Catman."
Wow.
Hey, you get first pick in this draft. Congratulations.
Lucky you.
Double so whammy.
Next, we have a tie for fourth place with 8.3% of the votes. I'm just going to pick one at random, and you're going to have a tiebreaker in just a couple minutes. Comments include Shameless and Blanche, J-Cat, Fox Force 5, tie for fourth place.
Ooh.
And tied with 8.3% of the votes, and the only comment worth reading, if not the only comment at all, "I honestly only chose this group because of Betty White. The Golden Rose.
I knew I made a mistake the moment I said it.
I don't think Betty was a mistake.
The Reese's Peanut Butter Cup of the draft.
Yeah. Nope. Was not a lot of Betty White Love. We'll do a tiebreaker right before we draft, but I'm just going to move on. In third place, comments included Bold and Strong. And, I mean, who isn't a fan of Beasley? But in Hawkins Heroes, you've got a pissed off, skilled survivor wielding a ninja sword. Kelly Kapowski, that speaks for itself, and a supernatural power-wielding kid who can open up doors to other worlds and crush your head with the power of her mind. Hawkins wins. That being said, why the F do the townspeople still want to live there? Hawkins Heroes, my team, 11.1% of the votes, third place. I would like to say that my team was by far the most well-rounded. I got a little bit of everything in there. Definitely should have had a stronger showing. Second place, with 18.1% of the votes. Comments include, Elaine is the best. And Elaine, Sweet D, and Mallory Archer are three Mount Rushmore picks. That time of the draft, Dilt, second place. No Chihu, nothing.
Oh, yeah, sorry, I'm watching the game. And I'm thinking.
Warned you about that.
One, I'm like, really? That one? The most, never mind.
What just happened? What just came out of his mouth?
I don't know what he said. So that means in first place, with 47.2% of the votes, by far the most, comments included, and not many deviated from this type of comment, but I almost didn't vote for this one because of a friend's character, but your Aunt Becky monologue was so persuasive that it sold me on the team. All super hot. Most attractive team by far, and we all know actresses are only defined by their appearances. And I have actually seen some of these shows. Birdo, In My Dreams, first place.
Well, like Grant says, I told you at the end of that. I told you at the end of the last episode that I truly thought I had the best team by far, and if 47% of the votes don't prove it, go do your math, boys. Landslide.
I would like to say, like I told you, your team was the least diverse team. They're all basically the same except Daenerys Targaryen. But I'm not going to hate on the team. It was the most well-known team. It was not the best team of female characters, in my opinion.
All five characters were great female characters in their show.
What makes Pam Beasley a great character? Because I would argue that Phyllis or Meredith is better than Pam Beasley.
She was
Angela, no, but
she was Jim's wingman to do everything with the white. The show is not the show without Pam and Jim.
And no, the show's not the show without Michael Scott.
He was a different level of comedy for that show. Pam and Jim were the love interests throughout the entire series. Hit you right in the feels. We talk about it all the time. I love love. What are you going to say?
All right, with that being said, here are some of the people, women, that we should have drafted.
People, women.
Erin Lindsley, Chicago PD. Olivia Benson, Law & Order, SVU. Monica Geller, Friends. Beth Dutton, Yellowstone. Veronica Mars or Eleanor Shellstrop, The Good Place. Mindy from The Mindy Project. Carrie from Sex and the City. Maura Rose, Schitt's Creek. Jessica Day, New Girl. Rebecca from This Is Us. All of the cartoon moms. Carrie Heffernan, King of Queens. Maude Flanders. Marge Simpson, The Simpsons. Summer Reynolds and Marissa Cooper, The OC. Wonder Woman. Joe from The Facts of Life. Punky Brewster, no Tootie Love. Marcia Brady. Jamie Powell from Charles in Charge. Samantha Maselli, Who's the Boss? The girls from That 70s Show. Lois Griffin, Family Guy. Sarah Manning, Orphan Black. Xena. Somehow it wasn't a Rob pick. Meredith Grey, Grey's Anatomy. Peggy Olson, Mad Men. Annie Edison, Community. Calamity Jane, Deadwood. Vicky from Small Wonder. Peg Bundy, Married with Children. Roseanne Connor. Sabrina the Teenage Witch. Sophia from Golden Girls. Brenda Lee Johnson, The Closer. Maze from Lucifer. Grace from Saving Grace. Georgia Lass, Dead Like Me. I'm still going. Audrey Parker from Haven. Major Houlihan from MASH. Deborah and Marie from Everybody Loves Raymond. Claire Dumphy, Modern Family, Mary Tyler Moore from The Mary Tyler Moore Show, and Leela from Futurama. Also, Kelly Kapoor, The Office, The Gilmore Girls, and CJ Parker from Baywatch. Some of the women that we should have drafted.
Can I redo that whole draft?
No. But here are some of my...
90% of the name is named over the people, the women that I just chose.
I don't think your team was bad, Sean. All right. So here are some of my favorite comments. Just like to read a couple of the longer ones, the ones that put in the effort to give us some feedback. So I shall call them the A-team. Kelly Bundy, Married with Children, the best Kelly of television history. Aunt B from the Andy Griffith Show, hell of a good cook and old school remedies. Bernadette Rostenkowski from the Big Bang Theory, brains of the operation. Jane Rizzoli, Rizzoli and Isles, the harsh negotiator and detective sleuth. Ziva David from NCIS, cash and checks and breaking necks. Also comment, kudos on the variety of starlets and thanks for not just thinking sexy starlets. E.g., any of the Baywatch or Catwoman actresses, Daisy Duke, whatever action character was played by Katie Sackow. Missing from the draft of TV starlets might be Jill Monroe, Charlie's Angels, Gloria Pritchett, Modern Family, Olivia Pope, Scandal, Buffy Summers, and Sydney Bristow from Alias. However, in my honest opinion, the quintessential TV starlet of all time was Heather Locklear. So Amanda Woodward on Melrose Place, Stacey Sheridan on T.J. Hooker, Caitlin Moore on Sid City, and all of the other shows in which she acted. Keep on drafting. Two more. I would put my draft up against any of yours. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. Robin Colby Smulders from How I Met Your Mother. Beth Harmon from Queen's Gambit. Olivia Dunham, who played Anna Torr on Fringe. Emily Deschanel or Temperance Brennan from Bones, and Ciri Freya Allen from The Witcher. Dilts a show. Loves that.
That's a good show.
That team great would game. Have got about as many team picks votes as Rob's team. He had zero. Yeah.
Chicken dinner, apparently.
I've never seen an episode of Xena, by the way.
You've seen
seriously?
I've never watched Xena.
What, Rob, are you just like lying to us for some reason? Like, what are you? You never watched Xena. You're telling me you didn't love Xena.
Nope. Or Hercules. Neither.
That's a lie. You own Kevin Sorbo. You have Kevin Sorbo's autograph on the DVD of Hercules. Wow.
Maybe J-Cat, not me.
All right. Well, last comment before we wrap up this TV draft. But both Grace and Frankie from Grace and Frankie, Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin still got it. If you haven't watched the series, you should. Those two will keep you in stitches with all of their shenanigans. I do think Rose should have been... maybe instead of being on someone's team as a pick, honored for this episode dedicated to her. She was, if not the best, one of the best. Great choices. So we kind of talked about that, Rose being honored instead of being picked, but didn't help shine. So
I think we should go back and redo that. Let's just honor her and we'll redo that draft.
So with that being said, this week's draft is the best things about Delaware. We all live in Delaware. Well, actually, we don't all live in Delaware. We've all lived in Delaware at some point in our lives. Most of us still live there now. Catman, you were in last place, so you have the first pick of the Delaware draft.
Well, it seems to not matter where I pick because I'm last almost every time. So it doesn't even matter. All right. I'm sure this is going to be wrought with controversy here in my first pick.
Wrought.
I'm so upset. Dr. Quinn pick just frazzled right now.
Hospital.
I'm going Delaware beaches. Number one.
Can you be more specific. I would say more specific.
Roach Beach.
You want to leave it at that, boy? You're not going to add any detail, any flair.
It doesn't matter, Bob. It doesn't matter.
You got to sell yourself, boy.
So, all right. Rehoboth Beach.
What's good about it?
Is the boardwalk included in that, or is that a separate pick?
No.
It's like he's trying to write an essay due tomorrow at midnight.
The worst beach in Delaware is the first pick.
Okay. I'm going Rehoboth Beach.
Oh, my gosh.
Not that it's any different than any other beach without those other defining characteristics, but Rehoboth Beach, number one.
How many sweatshirts do you own, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware?
Zero.
Three. Over under three.
I probably have a towel somewhere, though.
Probably. All right. So J-Cat and Shine, I have a tiebreaker. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever wins, I'll let you choose. You can pick fifth or second, or you could pick third, I guess. Ranker.com ranked the greatest female TV characters of all time in October 2021, so just a couple months ago. How many out of the top, there was a big list, but I just took the top 25. How many of the top 25 did we draft? Not honorable mentions, just how many of ours did we draft out of the top 25? I'll let JCAT go first.
Seven.
Seven was JCAT's answer. Shine.
Now, how are we playing this, like over under?
No, just the closest.
Just the closest. So if I take eight right here, I like Price is Right his ass.
Yeah, Price is wrong. Yet.
Yeah, he would. He would.
I'll take eight then.
Solid, solid choice. However, the answer was seven. So JCAT, so JCAT nailed it.
Fuck it, Shine.
Talk about your all time backfires.
Seven was out of the top 25.
Win.
We had 11 of the top 50 and somehow only 13 of the top 100. So we did better early on. But so I'm going to let JCAT, do you want to draft now? Probably.
Lagathor wasn't in the top 10 100.
Lagathor was like number 40, actually, somehow. So
no, I want to roll with that deuce. Let's go. I want to be.
So JCAT, you're on the clock.
No doubt. One of the greatest things about Delaware is Pizza Villa in the Midway Shopping Center.
Dude,
my movie, like, first of all, I've been going there for 39 years.
I know. You like, talk about it all the time.
And I don't care because there are people out there who know how good Pizza Villa is. It's got the coldest beer in the tri-state area, Rob.
It's on my list. Yeah.
Well, it shouldn't be because you can't – it's cash only. It's terrible. What kind of business in 2022 is cash only?
Have you seen the decor inside the dining room? It's Elvis.
Skee-Ball isn't even cash only.
Elvis.
You swipe a card for Skee-Ball.
Nobody has seen that dining room in a long time because it's been closed forever.
Yeah.
With the lights
I tried to take Keaton there after his first dentist appointment, because he was a good boy, he wanted pizza. I was like, you want pizza? I want cold beer and pizza. And I got there and found out that the dining room was closed. We still got a pizza to go, but still, it wasn't, you know, I wanted to take my son there the way I experienced it. You know, my father drinking beer.
So you go for the pizza? The pizza is like the main, the draw?
Pizza, cheesesteaks, wing dings, soups, like their whole menu is bananas.
Name one good soup there.
They have peas and dumplings, which is awesome. They have vegetable beef. They do good chili. Their chicken noodles, outrageous.
Chicken wild rice. Boy.
What's up?
Chili soup.
You're right. Yeah, we already talked about it. But they have chili. They label it as a soup. So I just go with what's on their board. You know what I mean?
Wow.
I'm telling you, cheesesteak with pizza sauce, man.
I can honestly say I probably eaten at Pizza Villa two times in my life. Do they still have Mortal Kombat 3?
That is a mistake, Bobby Croce.
Yeah.
Big mistake.
Do they still have? What?
Mortal Kombat 3? Is it still on?
No, they replaced it with Cruisin' Universe or something like that.
Is there still a pinball machine when you first walk in?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How old are the gumballs in the gumball machine? 1979?
It's a mixed bag. They shake it a lot.
The loser of this draft has to go to Pizza Villa, buy a gumball, and eat it.
did we mention that they have a floor model TV still?
Yeah.
No.
It's still in the corner?
It's well,
like off to the side?
Center stage now.
Yeah.
It's what? Backstage?
Center stage.
Yeah.
Wow. We got to move on from Pizza Villa.
No one ever will.
We need to move on our way to Pizza Villa.
Yes.
Rest in peace.
JCAT, you're lucky you won that toss-up because it sounds like Shine was going to draft it.
No, we know where Shine's going next.
It's on my list.
But... Right, Shine.
Is it my pick?
Your pick in my the Delaware pick. Draft.
So yes. Here's the funny thing. There's been a pick of Rehoboth Beach, and there's been a food pick, but both of them were wrong because I don't know a person on this planet that doesn't like Thrasher's French fries.
Oh, good call.
And that's my first pick.
I don't get the obsession with them. I mean, they're good, but I don't ever want them. Plus, Lydia and Owen get them, and they just like slobber vinegar all over them. It's awful. So yeah. I don't.
So good. So good.
Dropped as a child there.
It reeks. What?
So good. They're so good that the seagulls love them.
I saw a seagull eat a Cheeto covered in sand. Anyway, but no French fries.
All right. I'm up. Fourth pick. I wanted this pick. I don't care what. I don't care about places. I don't care about foods. I don't care about beaches right now. I hate when you go to any other state and you have to pay taxes. Tax on anything, 6%, 5%. You could just drive over the Delaware border. Get out of here. I don't care if it's $1.06 or 72 cents more. I want tax-free shopping.
You know what I hate about tax? When you go out of Delaware and something's 99 cents, but you pay like $1.05, you end up
$1.04. Yeah. No thanks. Here's my four pennies. Yeah,
sales tax in Washington is 7%.
Oh, man, quarters.
Wow.
Quarters.
Dilt. My first pick, I got to take the inlet because that place is everything I want. It's got surfing. You could camp there. If I had a camper, I could try to get on a wait list to try to camp there. I could go in the back where the marina is and Hammerhead's dockside, which is
amazing. No. You just get the inlet.
You just get the entranceway to Indian River Inlet.
You don't get Hammerhead's. You just get the entrance and the water. That's all it.
Right.
Because all I got was the sand and the beach. Wow, both. The sand and the water.
You can't come up all of Rehoboth.
Give me the inlet. I get north, south. I get north and south then.
I hear you.
I get the big chill.
Nope. Beaches. I get the beaches.
Indian River Inlet.
Yep.
Big swells there, Dills.
There was some really good waves today, and I missed them all.
Did you get pitted, straight pitted?
All right, Birdo, back-to-back picks.
My number one pick will be Cape Henlopen State Park.
Ah!
A variety of different types of beaches and waves. You can drive on there and fish. You can walk the trails. You can bike. There's actually showers at the beach, which is a huge plus in my book. And there's just a lot to do. The little nature center with some stingrays.
That's the Bobby gets the stuff. Whole Henlopen acreage, but well, I just get the front part of the
Henlopen State Park.
He picked the park. He called State the Park. The beach is in the park. Beach is in the state park, so I agree.
I'm just trying to be funny, damn it.
He gets a huge pick there. It is a huge pick, but I don't love that much. I'd rather save 17 cents when I shop.
Interesting. Here's
huge savings. That's what you
pretty much. You know, Delaware is the only state without a national park in it. Every other state has a national park.
That's a solid pick, Bobby. That was top five for me for sure.
You took a couple things off my board with that, you dork.
Yeah, it's a tough. I all had them all looped this one though.
I used to go all the time.
It's a nice place. So much to do.
What if there's something in that park, just the one thing? Can I still draft that or not?
No, I just took those off my board because he's got the whole park.
All right. Like what?
Naval Jetty,
yeah.
It's tough, yeah.
The lookout tower.
The towers, the bunkers, you know what I mean? There's a whole bunch of cool stuff. Yeah.
I draft the cannon from 1853.
It's a good stuff. It's a good dark spot for making out in high school too.
Where are we at? Who's
solid
next
place to go sledding?
You're not for a while, Rob. You got like six more picks. So Birdo, back to back picks.
All right. For my second pick, I'm going to. I was going to pick another place. I should have had this prepared since I've been talking about State Park for 5 minutes. I will pick Funland in Rehoboth. Funland consists of rides that have been there forever. We all have those pictures when we were four riding the boats. Now our kids all have pictures riding the boats.
Yep.
My favorite part of Funland is skee ball, which I am just heartbroken that is now 50 cents. That's just a crime. It should have stayed a quarter for the rest of eternity. Should have been a quarter, but it is now 50 cents.
People that would post up at the skee ball thing for like hours because they would have a stack of quarters ready to just keep plopping them in there.
It's the best. I mean, you can also talk about the horse game. We got whack-a-mole.
What's your favorite ride?
The frog pond game.
What's your favorite ride?
Gravitron.
Favorite ride in Funland? Paratroopers.
Paratroopers is solid.
Rob's never ridden the Sea Dragon before. He's scared.
No, I can't ride it. I've ridden it like twice, and it just – I can't do it.
And butterflies, huh?
It does, yeah.
What about that wagon wheeler? Ain't there no more. True. Used to be the jam. Yeah, used to be the jam. These are all the change.
Replaced by the great helicopters.
Yeah, but the maintenance on the paratroopers is sketchy, man. Like, you're in there with, like, a little rickety bar and, like, a little chain. It's like, clink, clink, when you, like, strap up.
The little thing that comes out the bottom of, like, the bar, it's, like, 4 centimeters long. It could easily, like, unlatch, yeah. But it doesn't.
And when you go, there's, like, 12, like, troopers, but there's, like, 6 of them are always broken. So, like, the line's long because only half the people can get on the ride. Half max capacity.
I've never done the Haunted Mansion.
Get out of here.
I've never done it.
Are you the anticipation for the sun to go down to rise the Haunted Mansion, dude?
The peeing skeleton? Like,
proud of it.
The peeing skeleton.
Done it. Never yeah. done it.
Terrible.
Floating I was heads? Too shook. It's too
you,
shook.
Wow. You can still get a shirt. I might send you a shirt this summer.
This man picked Rehoboth Beach as his number one pick without having ridden.
Well, no, I picked just the sand and water shine. So, but
you, you thought you picked the whole town. My pick ends
at the boardwalk, apparently, because I was going to contest Funland, but I just picked the beach. So,
Rob, what's your high score in skee ball?
290 for Rob, 260. Definitely.
260, yeah, tops.
Wait, can just we review? Got the... I actually want to go back real quick,
Rob. Stuffed
when
penguins.
The pick of Rehoboth Beach. Where did you think your ownership of that pick stops?
He wanted everything. He started off by selling Delaware beaches. The entire coastline.
Well, that's what I was saying. No, I was thinking Delaware beaches as a whole. Just the beach areas, right?
Yeah. So like a sign on Route 1 that says
yeah,
Delaware
Yeah, beach. Like welcome to the Delaware beaches. Like that's one of Delaware's defining characteristics. Like people go to Delaware to go sit on a beach. So I was going to say the beaches as a whole. But then when I had to narrow it down... I just said Rehoboth Beach.
You broke under the pressure, for sure.
Exactly. Yeah.
You got shook. It's all good. All right. So Funland was the pick. Dilts coming back. Second pick.
Give me Dogfish.
And I was going to pick Dilts.
Dogfish Brewery or just the beer in general?
Everything. Okay. Isn't it all one entity?
Like I don't. Brewery, I just.
Here okay. we go again.
Dogfish includes the brewery.
There's still, yeah, you could actually
brewery in Milton.
Three different spots.
I think it's
tell me what one, how specific do I have to be with this pick?
No, I think Dogfish is one pick. I don't think you need to specify, but I'm just curious. Do we put the just Dogfish beer or Dogfish
company. Beer Dogfish brewery?
Company.
Yeah, beer and brewery.
What's it called? Dogfish Beer Company
Brewing.
Dogfish Brewing Company.
Doesn't include the hotel in Lewis.
That's
a thing.
It doesn't. Yeah. The old Vesuvio Motel.
Yeah, they don't even sell their beer there.
Mel Vesuvius.
Right? You like dags?
You like
dogs?
Erroneous.
So I'm up. My question is: can I draft the boardwalk, the Rehoboth Boardwalk?
Yes. Yeah. If you specify the boardwalk,
not Funland.
Funland is a separate entrance. The boardwalk is the
Whiskey Jacks. We're talking
about. So boardwalk, I guess. But it really only gives me like the strip, like so, like
boardwalk,
Zelkies and Dollies and like that, or no? I don't want that. I'm just asking.
Well, Dollies isn't on the boardwalk anymore, right?
I know. I'm just saying. Classic.
You're talking about the wood. The wood is the boardwalk. If you like, if you want to draft the wood, that's yours. You can do
not taking it.
No, I think
I just didn't know if it was available.
I think if we say boardwalk, you mean everything on the boardwalk, the shops, the eateries, the kiosk, the arcades. I guess
that's count
Funland because that got drafted. So the boardwalk minus Funland and the sand in the water.
Yeah.
We are dividing up Rehoboth.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if should I take it or not. Is someone else going to take it if I don't?
Yeah, somebody definitely will, dude.
Better draft something because that envelope says the boardwalk. The commissioner has it and it says the boardwalk.
No, I said, can I draft it? I didn't say I was drafting it. Well, I didn't know because he took Funland because the boardwalk, many memories like hanging out at the Slayer Hut, dollar trick, sticking the dollars up under the boardwalk, you know, yes, backflips off the camels from the boardwalk into the water, all fours.
Church Park.
A lot of memories there.
Right. So,
what do you say, Church Park? The Catman of Rehoboth. Just like the actual Rob's father, like he fed at the cats. All right, I'll take the Rehoboth boardwalk. Jason?
You can start with Thrasher's French fries and then wash them down with some blue crabs. I'm taking blue crabs as my second pick.
Blue crabs.
Yeah, buddy.
What, because you Googled the best of Delaware and blue crabs kept coming up, so you're like, I should just...
Not special to Delaware, though.
Delaware blue crabs.
That is true. Is that disallowed?
How about this, Blanche? What if you say they crabbing?
Like, no, you...
Getting them chicken necks, dip them in the water.
No.
Get your own crab.
Get chicken necks.
All right, yeah, blue crabs.
They are in Delaware. You are correct.
All right.
J-Cat, second pick.
You won't go Pizza Villa versus Louie's.
I really want to do that so bad, but I won't do it.
Oh, with a gyro. Gyros.
You won't pick the four top pizza places in Delaware.
Four Seasons?
I totally could. Yes, I've eaten at them multiple times.
Okay, you won't draft all pizza restaurants. That'd be solid.
I'll do it right.
Oh, I think Dark Horse. Four tops.
I'm stealing one, John. Stealing one.
I've seen it.
No, I can't do it. I have to have variety.
Apparently, you don't with 47% of the vote.
Hey, Aunt Becky was just a bombshell fifth round pick. Everyone knows it.
Yeah, everyone put The Office and Schitt's Creek.
Told you, Pam Beasley.
And they're all super hot. J-Cat.
Yeah.
He got flustered with pizza.
I really did. I really could throw out.
He was building his list.
I was like, what would I do? No, I'm going to go. This is a staple in the town of Dewey Beach. It's an open air venue for live music and tomfoolery, shenanigans. I've seen everything happen in this place that could possibly happen at a bar / music venue. That's the Bottle and Cork. It is a iconic place in Dewey Beach. It's been here forever. I've seen artists play there that have nailed it, and I've seen people can't carry a tune, but everybody has a good time. So the Bottle and Cork.
I've stepped in that place less than three times, been inside that place. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but Rob saw three doors down there three times.
You got a man.
Toad the West Rocket. Toad the West Rocket.
Walk on the ocean. Step on the stones.
Robert Randolph.
Robert Randolph. What does that mean?
Vanilla ice.
Saw a man cow and gin pot up there.
Rob, did you hear what he said?
Around this town.
Rob, did you hear what Dylan said?
No.
He saw man cow and gin blossoms there. Rob and I were part of the man cow militia. We had the dog chains. We called in. He wanted to talk to Turd, but they wouldn't let him. Man, no one else knows what that is. That's funny.
Man cow in the morning.
The bottle of cork. Yeah. All right. Rob, you got back-to-back picks.
All right. I got to take this now because there's no way it's going to make it back around to me. It's probably my favorite pizza spot since we're on the topic of pizza places. Nicoboli's, Buckets of Fries. I got to go Nicola Pizza.
Nicola's.
You know they're building a new one, Rob?
Yeah. The original location is the one I'm going with. It's probably not going to be there anymore, right, after this year?
In the trains.
Through this
or next year, yeah. The trains, the autographed memorabilia, the Rudy poster.
Who was the basketball signed by?
Was Shaquille O'Neal.
There's a Shaquille O'Neal one. There's a bunch.
Yeah. Gary Williams.
The Rudy poster. All right, Kevin, solid. It definitely wasn't coming back to you.
And then my next one, I feel like it's unique to Delaware. It kind of goes with everything a little bit that's already been picked. The World War II lookout towers that are all up and down the Delaware coastline. They're iconic. And they go with Delaware.
But Rob, I would picture one having to look at my house. You know we're trying to win, right?
I know, but you don't. I think you underestimate.
Yeah, the historical significance. The historical
significance of those, and they're on posters and pictures everywhere, all up and down the avenue.
And with the fifth pick, Rob picks the Swan and Dale Museum.
Air Command Museum.
All right, so World War II lookout towers.
Is Rob going to be relegated like in Ted Lasso?
Looking at relegation here.
Keep clowning my picks.
Sure, I don't choose. All right, back to JCAP.
Rob's rise to redemption.
All right. What do we want to go here? Okay. Let's go. All right. So this is a Halloween type festival that happens in Rehoboth Beach every year. And it's one of the most amazing things you can do. They have a pet parade, costume parade. Everybody goes all out for it. It's the Sea Witch Festival. You will see things there like you would not believe. And it's just good old fashioned fun. It's great. Sea Witch Festival all day.
Too many people there. They never go back.
Blanchine, we'll talk about that in about 36 minutes.
Okay.
Give me the Greyhound Festival all day long.
No, because when they came to the beach, I love the Greyhound adoption program, but every time they came to the beach, we had to play our flag football games at a different venue because they went and crapped on the field at Rehoboth Elementary. That's where the meetup was. And for 2 weeks afterwards, my tubby ass is rolling out trying to throw a freaking comeback route, and I step in a giant landmine.
Dilt was like, "Oh." All right, Shine, third pick.
I'm kind of riding the back of JCAT's earlier pick, because when most people might end their night at Bottle and Cork, and then they begin their next day with a Bloody Mary at the Starboard.
Yep.
The Starboard is my third pick.
Place
and it's
so...
the Starboard, not the Starboard.
It's so overrated. I'm not hating on the pick because I know people will vote for it, but it's, why do people like it so much? Is it really the best brunch ever? How is your Bloody Mary different than anyone else's?
Why? You can make it. You can make it yourself.
So overrated. Shine, when was the last time you were to Starboard?
Oh, last time I was there. Years ago.
2008.
I'm old.
And how many times have you been there total? Over, under six. I say under.
Oh, over. Total? Over.
Yeah. You've definitely been at the Starboard more than six times.
Yes, definitely. I can probably have more than six times with multiple people that can vouch for me.
You said six times in 1 week. Boy.
Maybe. I used to live like right across the street from there. For one summer.
Yeah. All right. I'm up. Third pick. I got to take it now because I know it's not going to get past Birdo. So this was a staple of my middle school, high school.
Uh-huh.
Even the last couple years. I mean, it hasn't been the same. It may not have the same name. It still kind of does. But Slam Dunk to the Beach, high school basketball tournament, has given me some of the most fond memories of high school, just basketball moments, seeing future NBA players, LeBron James, Carmelo Anthony, JJ Redick, my boy, just seeing players, interacting with players, JCAT messing up the score at the time and getting yelled at by the coach was one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life. Bobby sharing at LeBron James's mom yelling at me because she thought I said something smart too about her son. But it wasn't me, it was some turd behind me. Us hanging with Nate Robinson in the crowd was pretty sweet. Oh, cheers, the band, YMCA, Christopher, the Tarzas.
Bambez Brothers?
You guys. Wow. Just the list goes on and on. It doesn't get better than that.
Did you say Christopher the halftime show?
Christopher, we have so many inside jokes from Slam Dunk to the Beach.
Fort Hog.
I feel honored. To just be able to draft it in the third round, Slam Dunk to the Beach.
Sitting behind the Willow Ridge bench.
Yeah.
During the championship and giving Bobby, TJ Ford Wawa lemonade.
Yeah.
TJ Ford drank my lemonade.
That happened.
Just so many memories. Like, you hear us, we're just spouting them out left and right. And it's, oh man. I'm getting overwhelmed.
You're talking years from December 26th to December 30th and 31st for 12 hours a day.
It was a Christmas present.
5 straight days from 8 in the morning to 11 at night, easy. Just sitting, watching basketball, leaving during the bad games, playing some ball, getting those strawberry fruit bars.
Lemon chill and the strawberry chill.
Strawberry cream fruit bars. Oh my goodness.
When we were on the planet, and J Cat, when I bought some dude's Iversons off his feet, some Reebok representative.
The only bad part about it was that Grotto's was a sponsor and we only could eat Grotto's pizza when we were there. So that was terrible. But oh man, everything else was incredible. Tell me, when you hear "Oh What a Night," you don't think of Slam Dunk. Oh, what a night.
All the time.
Late December.
I text you sometimes when I hear it. Like
it's Slam Dunk the Beach. Just great. Dilts, third pick.
Hard to beat that one.
Follow that, son.
Dilts was in Australia when we were doing making all those Slam Dunk memories.
Apparently. Yeah. Give me Surf Bagel. Best bagels ever had in my life. Best Damn breakfast it. Sandwiches ever had in my life. And they got some pretty banging lunch sandwiches too.
Yeah, their cheesesteak is money, dude.
Really?
Yeah, it really is. Like, it's
brilliant. Nantucket nectar on the side.
Are you excited or disappointed in Sodell purchasing them?
I will make that decision later on when I notice a change or not.
I'll probably put one down in Bethany Pills for you.
That would be amazing.
A Taylor ham and egg.
That's my go-to.
Is it?
It's mm-hmm. called pork roll.
I'm not from Jersey, so I don't care what you call.
What's that? Pork bellies. Solid pick. Birdo, back-to-back picks.
My third pick. This is – I'm going to get yelled at about diversity, but there's so much more to do this time of year. The last week in July – you want to go to good old Harrington, see some cows, eat some deep fried Reese cups, maybe ride a death trap. I don't know. See half woman, half snake. Done it for 50 cents. You can only do it at one place. That's the Harrington State Fair.
The Hollywood Racing Pig.
Feed the giraffes carrots.
Same giraffe every year. That poor thing. You give him a carrot. He licks your hand. You can see baby chicks, or you can see someone with a third arm. You never know what you're going to see at the Harrington State Fair. So
the world's smallest woman.
Mm-hmm. JoJo Siwa.
Yeah. Oh, the concerts. You get some B-level celebrities.
Rascal Flatts. Awful.
Nelly's coming this year, and I have pit tickets.
What? She's going to go and wear band-aids on her cheeks.
Vocal tank top on at this point.
Wow. I say we do. We record live from the Nelly concert.
I've already got tickets, guys. I've already got. Come on, let's go. Let's Nelly it up.
I'm in.
I'm a Saint Lunatic right now.
If the Saint Lunatics are there, I'm definitely. Give me Murphy D. If they do, shake a tail feather.
I need to purr.
The Silent Lunatic.
Yeah.
True.
What was his name?
Was that Kiwan?
Kiwan, yeah, he was like a mime.
Kiwan was one of the rappers, yeah.
Name your best concert from the State Fair. Shine.
Never been
O-Town? To O-Town?
Mokey Robinson.
Never been to a Delaware State Fair concert.
Wow. True or false? One of the Racing Pigs' name was the Notorious P.I.G.
True.
True.
Oh, you forgot about the Demolition Derby. Well, there's so many things.
Yeah. Demolition Derby now. That's fun.
You can also get your own. Like, what are they? Custom-made boots with your name on it, or a belt buckle that says Catman? I don't know.
You can buy a flying squirrel there.
You can buy a hot tub there. You can buy a hot tub.
Flagpoles. You want to get some kettle corn in a bag the size of my arm? You can do that too. $6.
Good stuff.
And you can update your cell phone plan when you walk in. Right.
Or you could join the army. Either one.
Turkey leg.
This was the most money piece of the state fair that I learned.
That you haven't been there.
The free diaper changing station.
That's there too.
Yeah.
You took your kids to that and then left.
It's at the entrance. So you do it when they come in and when they leave.
Yep.
Next pick, bro.
I had a curveball for you. It's going to easily be my fifth round pick, but I'm doing this because this place changes lives. I think someone on this podcast does not like this place, but the AI DuPont Children's Hospital is amazing. And I know it has done wonders for Jason's children. I know JCAT has not had the best experience. My child has been there. It's amazing. And there's just so much technology and medical innovations that treat kids from all over the country, not just Delaware. So Mr. DuPont really did some awesome things with his money, and his legacy lives on. So I want to pick him, the Children's Hospital in upstate.
Nice pick. I'm sorry that
Bobby, you are 100% correct. It just so happens the head of pediatric neurology there is a bag. So, but yeah, everything else we had at AI DuPont was absolutely top notch. I will agree with that. So
top notch. Zilts, next pick.
Give me, I guess this is just my personal favorite. I guess that's what all the picks are. This place has amazing selection for the Delaware, and I love going there all the time. Give me Bethany Surf Shop.
How often are you surfing?
I mean, this past summer, I surfed more than I had in like the last 8 to 10 years, and I got out probably at least once a week.
Oh, nice.
I wish I could have made it out today.
All right. I'm up on my fourth pick. I was trying to save it for my last pick, but I'm afraid someone might take it, possibly Rob. This place has given me a lot. I've worked there for almost 19 years. The food is, I mean, best food at the beach. The service is always outrageous. I've made so much money there. I'm just so thankful I could come home $400 or $500 a night. It's just ridiculous. People throwing money at me just for bringing them plates of food. Peanut butter pie, Catman shout out to the Chop House Burger, the fried shrimp. There's just so many good things. The ultimate combo, the Neva's potatoes. Give me Big Fish Grill.
Good pick.
Smoked tuna dip.
On the house.
Chop salad. Just, it's stupid.
Chop salad is money.
It's so good.
They have a sushi bar now. Sushi's good. So got the raw bar, if you like that stuff. Good drinks. Good atmosphere. Good peeps. Met my wife there.
First date I took Amy on was the Big Fish.
Got it.
Nice.
Got to. Shine.
Once upon a time, the Sea Witch Festival was not the go-to event for Halloween, but Pumpkin Chunkin' was worldwide. Pumpkin Chunkin', my fourth pick.
I waffled over that one though, because like they haven't had it and they're trying to bring it back. Yeah, so that's what, like, I had it there. I was like,
it's a bunch of hillbillies.
I was there back in 2016, and somebody got really hurt. And I think they've been having trouble bringing it back since.
Mm-hmm.
It's still a part of Delaware history. Pumpkin Chunkin' was
in years. Oh, it was great. I love Pumpkin Chunkin'. No doubt.
I only went one time, and it was like early Pumpkin Chunkin'.
Yeah, and your shoes, you had to throw your shoes away because they were so caked in mud. So no thanks. I'll pass.
Like over on Hudson Field, Pumpkin Chunkin'?
No, yeah, like way back in Bridgeville. That's the one time I went. I remember my shoes got ruined, and I was like, no, scrapple now.
When I went, it was over in Hudson Fields over by Route 1.
So yeah, that was later on.
Like early days, yeah.
Yeah, I remember. That was the first one I went to. And
I went like every year. Like, it was just ridiculous. They had a cheesesteak guy that came back every year. And it was awesome. I mean, when you're a 16-year-old kid and you're drunk off your mind and you're like, oh, I got $5 in my pocket. Cheesesteak man, here we are. Let's do it.
Let's go.
All right. Pumpkin Chunkin', JCAT, fourth pick.
This is going to be maybe a little bit abstract for people. Here's my reasoning for it. We live in a very resort-driven town. So there are seasons, especially for restaurants. You know, peak season is always going to be in the summertime, right? But once the summer ends and you get through the fall rush, there is a period of time from the winter until like, you know, late spring where the restaurant specials are just amazing. that happens down here at the beach. So I'm going to go with resort area restaurant specials. Like you can go to the Cultured Pearl and get like rolls for cheap. Like every restaurant has a ridiculous special. Half price pasta night, grottos, half price, half price bowling night. Yeah, half price bowlies. Like, I mean, the winter restaurant specials are absolutely amazing. So go with that one.
Delaware? Or is that everywhere?
Yeah,
I hear what you're saying. It's off season. I hear. Okay.
Yeah.
Winter food specials.
Yeah. I mean, it's
in unreal. Sussex County.
Yeah. It's.
Oh. I would fight that pick, but I don't think it's going to help them. So off-season restaurant specials. Fourth pick. Catman, the last two picks for you.
This other area is kind of like, we lived in Rehoboth Lewis area, so it kind of got neglected because it was so far south. But I lived there for 4 years when I was stationed in Coast Guard Station Ocean City back in the day. And I really got to appreciate the area. And that's downtown Bethany Beach.
Well, you've got Rehoboth and Bethany on your team.
Yeah, boy.
Solid strategy, actually. People are going to be like, I know both those beaches.
Folks. Yeah, they're not going to think about it like the way we got super specific with it. So, I'll still probably come in last. I don't know why everyone's threatened. So
no one's threatened. I'll tell you my memory from Bethany Beach. Playing Flutie. Basketball, blocking Doug Flutie. Just blocking a shot in basketball out of bounds. Keep it, Doug.
Was that at the park?
Yeah, it was at the courts and right by the big totem pole.
Well, I didn't know it was there where you did that.
Yeah. All right, Catman, last pick. Lewis Beach.
Broadkill Beach.
Hey, we're all kind of
the flies. Same, the flies area, of Broadkill right? Beach might be brought up in a minute.
So I got a couple cool. different things here, but they kind of fit my other picks and I need to be diverse, right? So I'm trying to pick someone here that I feel like is Delaware's biggest celebrity as of late.
Oh, and here we go.
That's a Mr. Jimmy Allen.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Mercury Lane, baby.
You drafted a person?
Yeah.
Academy of Country Music, New Male Artist of the Year. Bunch of hits.
That's going to get Nelly. Picks.
Nelly.
Right, so
that song is unreal.
He represents Delaware all the time. His songs all have like, he mentions Cape in a bunch of songs. Like,
he performs here all the time, but
yeah he does it like for charity, like he banks money for any like little, you know, cause that's rocking out, man.
He's awesome. And as someone that's been stationed and been around people, when I always introduce, when people are like, oh, where are you from, I'm like, oh, I'm from Delaware, and they just look at me like, I always follow it up with, I'm probably the only person you'll ever meet from Delaware. So like, it's kind of nice when someone else is out there, you know, waving the flag for 302. So
nice. Good pick. How's that better than all of your four other picks?
This is how the draft goes, though. Like, everything changes. Almost everything you guys picked is on my list in one form or another.
Nobody had the World War II towers.
That's history. That's his major.
Yeah, so if Jimmy Allen's on top of the World War II towers, can you get some Nicolas, like Ron Pedro explode?
Yeah, and he's singing a benefit concert for kids at AI DuPont. That's the type of guy he is.
Think about Rob's like thinking before he made his third pick, and he's looking at his list, and he's like, Jimmy Allen or the World War II towers. I'm going with World War II towers.
You pick the towers.
Hey, I got some other deep cuts we can talk about honorable mentions, but
he got some good fifth round value there.
The way I saw things going. You know, like when you see things going, yeah.
It's a steal, for sure. I forgot to put them on my list.
I can't believe, I swore either you or J-Cat would have them. I knew Eric wouldn't have them. Or Shine.
Which is weird, because I saw them at the Harrington State Fair, but I didn't think about it.
I swore you'd pick them.
So for my final pick, and I'm glad it's a fifth round pick, because this is, for me, it's awesome. This is a, what I believe to be the best craft beer company. The now defunct
Wesley College? Oh, sorry.
I am now a proud DSU alumni, and you will leave me alone. Wolverines forever. Wolverines. Hell yeah. Oh, no. So I just want to say that this brewing company actually is a beer company. They have come a long way in their tenure. When they first opened up, they were not very good. They went through some growing pains, and it took a little bit, but they stuck with it. And now they are making some of the most sought after IPAs, fruited sours up and down the East Coast that you could ever want. That is the Dewey Beer Company. They are phenomenal. They're owned by great people. Absolutely wonderful. They are the best craft beer company in Delaware. And they spearhead what we have here in this region. We have a plethora of riches for craft beer here. So if you're a craft beer guy, Delaware is for you, man. Shout out to Paul Hester doing it up north in Middletown. Mm-hmm. First State Brewing Company in Middletown. I just wanted to shout him out because of the whole craft beer thing. So
Dewey Beer Company's pizza shop is opening in Harbison. Now you can enjoy their delicious beer with their delicious pizza.
Pizza is really, really good.
Nice, J-Cat.
Last pick.
This is so difficult. There's so many things on my list that actually like hold a lot of meaning to me personally. But then there's also a pick that I feel like I can't believe it's still there. So I'll do the personal shout outs later. And
so you're going the pandering pick. I see.
No,
you're gonna go the other way. Yeah,
I could go either way with this
because I already know what you're picking. If you're picking the pandering pick, I know what you're picking.
Is your vote involved a swirl?
No, that's a personal. That's a very close, dear to my heart pick. But the swirl is just too divided. I can't do that.
Yeah, it's true.
As strong as my team, I feel like, is adding the swirl will lose like half the votes just because people hate the swirl or they love
it. That might be true. You might be
divides the vote.
So I don't want that. So we'll talk about them later. But this provided a lot of fun for us as kids once upon a time when it was called the Sports Complex. Then it was sold, and now it's Jungle Gyms.
Wow, good call.
Tons of fun. Lots to do. Still have the batting cages. Still have the bumper boats. Still have the sweet miniature putt-putt golf course. And then, obviously, the giant water park. So Jungle Gyms is my fifth pick.
The red T-Rex that was there at the Sports Complex for years. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Sports Complex was great. The cement slides that just tore up your soul. If you fell off that mat, your day was done if you didn't stay on that mat.
I have more than half my list left, so it's hard to pick. I could go with a certain food item, but I'm not going to pick that. I could go with some transportation.
Dark bus.
I could go with a shopping center. I could go with this festive resort bar thing, but I'm not a really big bar person. I'm going to pick an event or a place that you can get some apple cider donuts. They need to bring back the pumpkin donuts. They have a peach fest. They have a strawberry fest. Mm. The fall fest is probably the best thing, especially if you have little kids. This year was a little whack with buying the tickets and all this stuff because of COVID. Giant bouncing pumpkins. Kids, the little kids can just play in some dried corn. There's a giant slide. This, you could pick a pumpkin. You could ride on a hayride. Pfeiffer's Orchards is my pick because there's so many things you could do throughout the year. It's got some good food.
Man, that was going to be my fifth round pick. I can't believe you picked it. You hate stuff like that.
Yeah, but having kids, like I said, this year was a little different, but the slide's super slippery. You know, you could pump that water handle to like race ducks or something.
Corn maze.
Yeah. Yeah. You need to pay extra for the corn maze. Like anyone wants to do that? No, thanks.
Apple cider slushy.
Oh, yeah.
True that.
Donuts is good.
Apple cider donuts right now. Sounds banging.
They need to bring the pumpkin ones back, but the apple ciders are solid. All right, Dilts, your last pick. You have to take your favorite place. Spinning Wheel for Life. The home of Spinning Wheel for Life. How are you not drafting it?
I've been waiting for him to take sports betting the whole time. And I'm like, what are you waiting for?
Not the casino? Like
those were on, he starts with the inlet bridge.
You know what? I do love gambling. I love it. But I do it in Maryland mostly now.
Did we just call you out?
Yeah.
I don't know.
What?
I said maybe it's all a secret. Did we just call you out?
No.
Maggie, don't listen to this podcast.
I'm sticking to my theme because that's what I love. That's why I wanted to move back to Delaware so bad so I could surf again. And I've been doing it. And it's amazing. And this, my last pick, I'm picking a company and I only just was introduced to it recently at Eric's house. I'm picking Hegg Surfboards because he's been shaping since 05. I'm going to hit him up try to learn myself. I think after I order a board from him, he said he'd probably show me how to do it. So I'm all stoked for that. And I can't wait.
Great, dude.
Make surfboards.
Shout out to Mike Haig.
Yeah.
Surfboards. H-A-G-U-E.
Awesome, dude.
All right, Berto.
So last week when you were giving the last pick, you just started listing off your honorable mentions and picked one. I really thought Pfeiffer was going to be there for me. So now I don't know what to pick. I want to say the Docks and Lewis where we played ball, but no one's going to know what that is. Can't pick Firefly because I've never been, nor do I want to go. It's pretty sweet, kind of. Somehow Lewis Beach wasn't picked, which is
terrible.
It's only had five picks.
Yeah, but it's great for little kids.
The best family beach you can go to.
No.
I want to pick the fact that there's almost 50 golf courses in this tiny state, but no votes. I want to pick Louis. Pizza. Ugh, instant regret. Instant regret. Yeah. Not because I don't like it. I don't know what's the pick. I always have
such a bad pick.
That's terrible. Awful. Just leave it blank.
Good cheese fries.
I mean, it's great, but we're not draft worthy. Just replace it with the Monster Mile. I'll take the Monster Mile.
No. We're going to get ripped for no Firefly and no Grottos. I guarantee it.
I hate concerts.
True. I agree. I think it's, I don't know, a bunch of, there's 300 bands there and you haven't heard of 297 of them, but it's like Megan Thee Stallion is coming. And my kids.
Jim Lawson. No.
I'll even.
Candlebox.
You can even take off Louis Pizza and replace it with the Dover Air Force Base. I'm willing to concede.
No.
Please.
Louis is locked in.
Locked in, baby.
Give him Wilmington homicide rate.
I froze. I totally
home
froze.
Home of the grinder.
Just take it off. Just take Louis off, please.
The John Dickens Plantation.
Candy Kitchen.
Yes.
Parking meters. You can replace it with parking meters for all I care.
P-Patch Island. Just take P-Patch Island.
I haven't eaten at Louis
in like 20 years. P-Patch Island is great, too, by the way.
Yeah. Fort Delaware.
All right, Berto, the draft is finalized. Give us some honorable mentions.
Scrapple, Republic Fireworks. I don't know. I'm so disappointed in myself. I failed. I failed as a human being. The pressure got to me with the last pick.
It's not going to cost you any votes, though.
Yeah, it was a waste.
Honorable mentions?
Vander Wendy's ice cream.
Vander Wings.
Yeah.
It's like in Greenwood and stuff, but they have like that stuff.
It's they give you Vander Wins.
Thanks. I never knew.
Gumboro.
He's going to go to Lewes, Delaware soon, too.
Yeah. No, that's just cool. I'm just letting. Yeah.
No, I appreciate the correction. Bethany Blues.
Yeah. That.
Like you guys said earlier, parlay bets, spinning wheel life at Harrington Casino. And it's not here anymore. It's been gone for quite some time. But I'll always have fond memories of the dirty on the Forgotten Mile.
I can't believe I'm so disappointed in you for not picking that.
That should nobody's going to know.
That should be your first pick.
Angler's Rest?
Love
Angler's Rest.
Pause. Angler's Rest? Yeah. That's what you...
Yeah. Yeah, close the blinds and drink till 4:30.
Yes. me and Brandon Street would hit up Angler's Rest from like, I want to say 2001 to like 2003.
Yeah.
We hit up Angler's Rest every once in a while.
I'm sure you saw Dilts and just didn't know it.
It was weird. Wow. It was a weird spot, man.
Oh, man.
It was amazing. It's amazing. Yes.
That
the place bar was... for listeners who don't know, the bar was an old beat up semi-abandoned house, it felt like. And the carpet probably hadn't been cleaned in 50 years, and you had to walk through the band to get to the bathroom.
It had carpet?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I remember being like purple.
They may have had five lights in the whole establishment.
Yeah. It was sliding glass doors to walk in the front. It was
Those 7-Eleven like juice dispensers or something you see in a cafeteria, like in the morning, you'll like push against the handle to get orange juice or something.
Yeah.
But it like still like continually filters it and then it drips down the edge. They had that with pink lemonade or pink Kool-Aid mixed with not regular Everclear, but 190 proof Everclear.
Oh yeah,
I guess I don't know. Served
by the pint.
They sold it by the pint. They sold dollar shots of it, It went down like Kool-Aid.
Wrecked you, yeah.
It was amazing.
You should have drafted Jungle Juice from English West. It'd been great. The one person would be like, yes!
I was there with Shine one night, and I just remember we were sitting at the bar.
This is on record.
Never mind. Off record. I guess that's all I got. Oh, the Shamrock. Bobby just reminded me a minute ago when he said something about golfing. That reminded me, Shamrock par three, baby.
Midway par three.
Right down the street from my house.
I like Shamrock better.
They're both sweet. Please let me take off Louis.
My honorable mentions. I got quite a few. I thought about drafting Capriotti's the Bobby, the sandwich. Mm-hmm. I know they do that like other places, but it's solid sandwich. Paradise Grill in Long Neck is a pretty sweet place. Like that's not really my thing, but to go hang out like a nice day on the water, they got music. It's like tons of bar, like a bunch of bars. It's huge. The kids can play like a little sand play place. Pretty sweet. Agave somehow wasn't drafted.
It was on my list.
Thought it was your last pick. I like it. I'm not obsessed with it. Surf and Turf Burrito for the win. Thought about drafting the Milton Theater. I'm not like, I don't love it, but like, I think it's cool. They have a local theater. I saw a Pink Floyd cover band there with my mom. I do not like Pink Floyd, but it was a pretty sweet concert. Me and Derek and I saw They Live. They played that movie and we dressed up as the aliens, like face paint and stuff in the suits. It was
pretty here sweet. To do two things. Chew some bubble gum and kick some ass.
I'm all out of bubble gum. Yeah, the fight scene in that is unbelievable. But they have like a lot of like concerts, a lot of cover like tribute bands, and like they'll do kids plays and like local school plays and things like that. So that was cool. The Cape May Lewis Ferry, thought about drafting that. If there's anything worth in Cape May, you can visit the town or the zoo. Not very good, but Grandpa Mac. It's pretty good. Just a mac and cheese place where you can get all types of like things put in your mac and cheese. The Hideout Barcade. It's not the greatest, but the concept's cool. Misspellings on the menus are funny to laugh at. Trivia nights, we do that kind of rec shop, so it's fun. And my last thing, I had a couple others, but my last thing I want to mention, I almost took this for my fifth pick. I was going to draft bragging rights that I live in the first state to ratify the U.S. Constitution. So I live in the first state. That was going to be my fifth round pick. Had to take Pfeiffer's to get in Bobby's headspace. So, Jason, any honorable mentions?
Honorable mentions. Got to start with my favorite. If I could do it every Saturday afternoon in the fall, I would go cheer on those Delaware Blue Hens, alma mater. Grotto Pizza hasn't been mentioned yet. Starts with me way back as a child. Grotto Pizza Yankees, Little League champions. Shout out to everyone on my team back then. Roosevelt Books. It's like the best bookstore. Lots of other, like just toys and stuff in there too. Lewis Beach is right now my favorite beach because that's where we go with the kids. It's just a whole lot less stressful letting them swim in the bay and not having to worry about that crazy.
You might as well get one of those plastic pools from Walmart and just put that out back. No, the bay is terrible. Every kid, if they can't swim at all, still likes to like run up to the wave water, like the white stuff, and then run back before their toes touch it. Like everyone wants waves.
Lewis Beach is sweet at nighttime too.
Except me as a father figure who's like, I don't need to worry about these little things for like at least bay all the way.
My history shout out is the Cannonball House in Lewis. No one talked about the ever growing and amazing walking and running trails now. Almost now.
Bike trail. I thought about the bike trail because I heard it's amazing.
You
can now get
from Rehoboth all the way to like Route 9 Cool Spring Road without touching a major highway, which is awesome. The Apple Scrapple Festival. Last but not least, one last shout out. Baywood Greens was the best 9-hole course when we were in high school. Worked there for a few years. Got to know a lot of people. And not to mention I got married there. So
I was hoping you were going to mention that.
Thanks for looking out on that one. But that was that was my one note I actually had about Baywood. Just so I didn't forget to mention it.
Dilts, have you ever been to the Brimminghorn Meadery?
Yes.
Route 9?
Never even heard of it.
So good.
It's pretty good. They make
it's mead. Good. And you can go on Groupon and get like 25% off like their like mead flight or whatever all the time. It's great.
Wait, what is
great
it?
Gu- Yeah, they're great guys. It's on Route 9, like in Cool Spring, basically.
It's a meadery. They make mead, like old, like Renaissance mead, like fermented. Yeah. It's...
And ciders.
Yeah. And ciders. Do they make Dixon cider?
Dixon cider. That's if it's hurt, soak it in cider.
J-Cat, right into your honorable mentions.
All right, guys, get ready and buckle up for this ride. So I almost drafted this because I worked there for 10 summers. Best ice cream in the coastal area. That's King's Ice Cream, always. Rest in peace, Tom King, my man.
Shout out Root Spore.
Nah, fam.
Just to clarify, his name is Root Spore.
Spore. Yeah.
That's not a science term. That's his name.
Yeah. Derek is in my phone as Root's boy.
Because he took Derek's future, right? He snatched it right from under him.
Man, me too. We were going to take over that joint.
Xfinity for life.
I didn't take this because Dogfish was taken. The Milton's Farmer Market happens on the grounds at the cannery and where Dogfish is, and they've got all types of vendors, fresh vegetable. You can get beer and walk around. It's a really cool thing that happens in Milton.
You know what's not cool at the Dogfish Brewery is that thing that you can't go up in. It's always roped off. That like tower thing. It's like right there. Like it's always chained up. Like, it's been broken for like 14 years. Yeah, get out of here. Fix it.
It's only for employees is where they go and have their drinks and stuff.
That's terrible. Let us in.
Bobby alluded to this. The Lewis Little League Park, just the docks, overfalls ship. And the Little League Park together. A lot of awesome memories there. Drop kicking a light to make it come on to play ball. There's a place in Clayton called Helen's Sausage House. If you've never been there, greatest sausage sandwich of your life. Sussex County sledding. We are below sea level here in Delaware. So when I was a kid, when it still snowed here like all the time, like it did 2 weeks ago, which sucked, you would have some drunk guy in a pickup truck with some chains, and on the back of it was a flipped over hood, and you are just sliding down the streets that were never plowed in Lewis, Milton, wherever. That's Sussex County sledding, because you don't have any hills. My other thing would be, there's only three counties in Delaware, and that's awesome. That's the least amount of counties in any state in the union, as they say. Also, because of that, I was able to throw up in every single county that Delaware had to offer after a 4-day bender about 12 years ago. So three counties is good, baby. I hit them: Newcastle, Kent, and Sussex. And that's how we did it. So
Catman, wrapping up this draft before we get into our game, almost done. You have any honorable mentions left?
The Michael Jordan of Delaware, NCAA 2A champion with Villanova, NBA champion with the Milwaukee Bucks, Dante DiVincenzo, Sleazy Adam High. This one's super specific to me. The summer racing series, the 5Ks that are pretty much every weekend throughout the summer, that doesn't happen everywhere. Everywhere else I've lived, like, you'd be lucky if you got like one 5K a month, like within a 2-hour drive from wherever you live. I like running. I enjoy 5Ks. They're fun. But the fact that like the Seashore Striders like do that every weekend and they get massive amounts of people to do it is pretty cool.
There's nothing fun about running. Can we all just stop with the running?
Boy. And Brandywine State Park.
Oh, if you said Brandywine Zoo, I would have kicked off the podcast
it's
for life.
It's beautiful. The state park is beautiful.
It's the worst.
No.
All right. I won't hate.
I had to pick something up north because I felt like I was very Sussex County heavy based.
Yeah.
So, but Brandywine State Park is beautiful. It's up through that area, AI DuPont area.
Catman.
Nobody wanted the Christian Amal for the Barkley vote.
Check your text.
I thought about Christian Amal, but it's not that good.
Oh, and Fredman.
Yeah.
He's a Delaware legend.
My man.
So we're still on it. I can't. This episode has turned out better than I anticipated. Just a lot of laughs, a lot of thoughts that I just didn't
Rolls
think were going to come.
Down memory lane.
Yeah. Can we get through the worst of Delaware? What's the worst thing about Delaware? Catman,
let's rock.
Start us off.
The building. I leave and come back. Seriously, like I haven't lived in Delaware full time since 2014. Every time I leave and come back, it's ridiculous. Slower Lower Delaware is no longer a thing. I don't think it's been like that for 10, 15 years. But the Delaware we knew that we grew up in, like late 90s, early 2000s, like it's not, it's never coming back. It's just not happening. So Route 1 is like a major highway at this point. There's just something's getting built on every little piece of land. That's a negative, I guess, from my perspective. But
no, I share that, brother.
Hey, Kat.
Piggybacking off of Rob, transplants. They come down here for what this place was, and they want to change it to what they ran from. Like people like coming from other states and living here now. And then they're pissed off because it's not like where they came from. Constantly being asked, what state is that in, when I tell them I'm from Delaware? The wing tee offense, which has been holding Delaware football players back for as long as it was ever invented. It's the absolute worst offense in the history of the world. It's terrible. Thank you, Tubby Raymond.
The wing tee offense was just mentioned.
Wing tee offense is terrible. summer traffic is absolutely horrendous. The absolute... The long neck Wawa is.
Wow.
Do you have $5? I'm just trying to get to Dover. Every time you go there, you got somebody hitting you up for money. The hoagies are lackluster there. Yeah. And you realize you're in long neck voluntarily. I
feel personally attacked right now. Personally attacked.
Wow.
Middlesbrough shots fired.
You took out Blanchard's front yard.
You took out wing tee offense.
Sunshine. The wing tee offense is terrible.
I'm speechless.
You should.
Right, Shine.
One championship. J-Cat, it won championships.
In 1942.
2001.
The wing tee offense no longer exists. That's not the last time we've won a championship.
No, they did not run the wing tee offense.
Let's talk to our friends Mark Moore and Tripp Del Campo.
Yeah, they didn't run the wing tee when he was there. They ran the spread. That was Casey Keeler. It came from Rowan.
I know. That's what I just said.
Chime. Worst thing about Delaware.
People hating on long neck.
Rip your hood, Chime. Rip your hood. Don't worry about that, hater.
I didn't hate on long neck. I hated on the long neck Wawa.
Very specific.
Man, no. The wind. Did we already talk about that?
I did in my intro how much I hate wind.
Yes, it's the worst.
I didn't know that was a Delaware thing, though.
It is, because it's windy now when it's freezing cold, and it, like, I mean, you're fine until that wind blows, and then you're like, go like turtle shell, like, ugh. And then summer will come, it's hot and humid, and it's like, where is the wind now? It's gone. It's not non-existent. You're just sitting there waiting for some sort of air to move. It's all backwards. If we can just switch that up. But otherwise, I don't know. It's hard for me to hate on anything Delaware. I'm probably just a homer at that point. But you guys hit the major things, the traffic and all that. But as far as that goes, I feel like we're kind of lucky to have grown up and at least have those memories of what it used to be. I feel like our children aren't going to have that view that we do. But
it will be different for them. I mean, back in our days, but they're going to have their own version of Sussex County in Delaware.
But, I mean, all of our schools are – that's one thing I kind of dislike. Like, I went to Rehoboth Elementary School, and that building is gone. Lewis Middle School, that building is basically gone. And our high school is gone.
New and improved.
So, it's just that improvement –
we ain't here for old bricks.
Bittersweet for all of us. I have a Rehoboth Elementary School brick on our front step.
I'm sure you do.
I do. I did that.
All right, I'll be quick. Obviously, beach traffic and just Grotto Pizza. It's the worst. It's the worst pizza, but it's heralded as the best. It's just not good. Too saucy. Get it out of here.
Legendary boy.
Dilt.
Worst things about Delaware, I'm going to start with Shine, because rival, you know, Shine. Second one, I used to hate the film festival because it was a great idea, but I just don't think they had the capacity for all these films. And it was just, I went to one and it was just kind of a mess. Firefly, we talked about that one. And then this one's a love hate. I like how Delaware is close to several major cities, but because of that, that brings in all these out of state drivers that drive like just terrible, mainly Pennsylvania ones who don't know what a turn signal is and
what the left lane's for.
Yeah. So that's all I got there.
Birdo.
All right. Johnny drafted this. He drafted the Sea Witch Festival. All I can say is the last time I went to the Sea Witch Festival, I told myself I will never do this again. Worst traffic, worst. Tried to be smart and take the parking ride. Huge mistake. And I don't know what I saw. I don't know what that parade was. I don't know if I missed like a pre-parade or something, but there is no way that anyone would go to Rehoboth to see what I saw, because it was like a couple people carrying signs. So maybe I missed it. I don't know, but it was awful. There's like no special vendors. There's nothing fun. It's not funny. It's not fun. It's awful. And I'm also going to say, I don't really hate this place. I just can't understand how this place exists. Candy Kitchen. They literally take like other people's candy and put it in their own tub and sell it for more money. Like, you can buy Sour Patch Kids from Candy Kitchen for triple the price of the Dollar General. What is it for? I was literally in there the other day, and they took three packs of Pop Rocks and they put it in their own cellophane wrapping with the sticker and charged $5 for it. There's no Pop Rocks that cost $5. Why would anyone buy that? Like, what is it? How does Candy Kitchen stay in business? I want to buy Nikes, put them in a clear bag, and just sell them for triple money and see if that works, because that's what Candy Kitchen does. And
they make their own fun. They got a lot of plenty of plushes.
Yeah. Candy Kitchen, it sells stuffed animals too, because that's why I was in there, because that's what Grant wanted. My son bought a 30 with his own money. He's five, almost six. Six next week, 2 weeks. Shout out Grant, my boy. He bought a stuffed animal like Pepperidge Farm goldfish stuffy. It was a fake Pepperidge Farm, and it cost $30 with six goldfish. Six goldfish on the inside, and they were all the exact same six goldfish.
Rob, it unzips, and you can get six little fish, like the goldfish plushes, out of it. It's unbelievable.
So where did he see that he needed it so bad?
Candy Kitchen. What are you talking about?
But you just hated the place. You just randomly went in the Candy Kitchen?
No, the kids, we were in down in Rehoboth, and the kids wanted to go in there, and they all came out with plushes. Before we wrap it up, we're going to play Croce's Clues.
I'm having
10 points up for grabs. The topic tonight is people born or grew up in Delaware. Now, y'all think you know. You might think you know, but you got no idea.
I definitely don't have an idea.
So I will give you short clues one at a time. The clues start out vague, like when they were born, where they were born.
Can I scream out that girl on that show? Would that count?
No. You need a name. Remember, no turns. Yeah, they're all celebrities.
The category is they were born and grew up, or born
or some were born, some were grew up, but most of them, some are well known, some are not known, some I didn't know. 10 points up for grabs, 1 point each, just to clarify. Number one, born in Wilmington in 1957.
Joe Biden.
Incorrect.
Bob Marley.
Second clue. Incorrect.
Bob Marley. I don't know. I know he was.
Second clue. Order in the court.
Judge Third Judy. Clue.
No.
Sorry. Judge Catman.
No, only Catman left. Catman, wait for the clues. Played Brad Hamilton in an iconic movie. He was in Gremlins, and he's a close talker. Order in the court. He played Brad Hamilton in an iconic movie. He's in Gremlins.
Extra clues. If he doesn't
was in Gremlins. There's only three men in Gremlins.
I don't know his name.
Judge Reinhold.
Judge Reinhold apparently was born in Wilmington.
Zero.
Did not know that.
No
one got the point. And
I'm getting 0 points on this game tonight.
You usually do anyway.
I don't.
All right. Number two. Born in Wilmington in 1989.
Elena Deladon.
That is correct.
Wow. Somebody stalks people.
It could be like one of four people. Let's be honest.
There's 10 people.
Throw a dart at a board. I mean,
wow. Sister was born deaf, blind, and has cerebral palsy. She's a gold medalist, four-time state champ, and WNBA MVP in 2015. Number three, born in PA but moved to Delaware.
Joe Biden. 10.
That is correct.
I was about to say.
He was a running back receiver at Archmere. He was a used car salesman. His first wife and his first wife and daughter died in a car accident. And he's the president. That was the fifth clue. If you didn't get it by then. All right, number four. Born in Wilmington in 1950. He's in a band called the Destroyers.
Bruce Thorogood.
How do you guys know who that is? I don't know who said it first.
I said it first.
I think J-Cat. Some of you guys have mentioned him earlier. I don't know how, but...
Dilt said it first. I hate to admit it, but he did.
Dilt's don't give me that look,
J-Cat.
I heard it first.
You made fun of Long Neck's Wawa. Put that face away.
The tape will tell the story.
All right. I'm going to give it to Dilt, but I'll check it, J-Cat. All right. He had a high energy boogie blues sound in the 80s. His biggest hit is Gravedigger's theme song. And clue number five was bad. Bad to the bone.
Guys from Delaware. All right.
Glad I spend so much time in on making these clues to get. All right. Number five. Born in Newcastle in 1974. Portrayed the first gay teenager on a daytime soap opera. Ryan Phillippe is correct. He was in the music video "Hey Ya." He threw up on set playing the character Sebastian Valmont, and my wife saw him at Big Fish a few years ago and said he was shorter than she thought. Number six, you guys are not getting this one after one guess, that's for sure. Born in Wilmington, 1987.
Aubrey Plaza.
Yep.
No.
That was my
man's out.
I was going to guess the same thing.
24 Karat. Six-time All-Star, one of five Cardinals to win a Gold Glove in 2021.
Delino DeShields.
Nope. In 2021, Delino DeShields is not playing baseball.
All right.
And his nickname is Goldie. He's on the Cardinals. He won a Gold Glove. Five of them won a Gold Glove. He's a six-time All-Star. He's led the league in home runs before.
Mike Trout.
That's the Angel.
No, his nickname is Goldie. He used to play on the Diamondbacks.
I was like, Paul Goldschmidt.
That is correct.
But
Paul Goldschmidt is correct.
Goldschmidt.
He wasn't eligible. He already guessed.
Yeah.
I know. I'm out. Because he couldn't say it.
So Paul Goldschmidt.
Should give the point to Dilts, but.
Like, yeah, you should.
That was Johnny. Johnny said that first.
No.
I trust you. I saw you at the Long Neck Wawa.
Number seven. Born in Wilmington in 1963. Brother is known for being on Melrose Place.
Shoe.
Elizabeth Shoe.
Wow. J-Cat. Yes. Didn't even let me get to the good clues. Superhero handler on the Boys.
Yep.
Daniel LaRusso's girlfriend and known for playing Jennifer Parker in Back to the Future 2 and 3. Elizabeth Shoe is correct.
Never heard that.
Number eight. Number eight, born in Wilmington in 1984. Mom is English, Irish, and dad is Puerto Rican.
Aubrey Plaza.
That is correct.
Damn, I said it. Knew that too. Just read an article about her saying that.
Played a magazine intern in a movie about a guy who asked someone to travel back in time with him. The voice of Grumpy Cat and goes by the aliases Janet Snakehole, Judy Hitler, Satan's niece, and April Swanson.
I thought she was a little bit younger than that. Dang it.
Two more. Born in Delaware in 1985. Award winner.
Jimmy Allen.
That is correct. He always gives his best shot. The first black artist to have his debut single be number one on the Billboard Country and born in Milton, Delaware. All right, number 10. Born in Delaware in 1997. Italian heritage.
Diva Gen. The kid for the Bucks.
What's his name?
Vincent DiVincenzo.
You know, the redhead kid. DiVincenzo.
Oh, you mean the one nicknamed the Big Ragu by Gus Johnson? Because that was my next clue. Two-time NCAA champion and won an NBA championship with the Bucks in 2021. I don't know if I should give it to J-Cat or Shine. Shine said the full name. J-Cat just shouted out gibberish.
Well, before that, the Aubrey Plaza one, I said Aubrey Blue. And you gave that to J-Cat.
Well, you didn't say her name. You didn't know her name, so I'll give that one a Shine since he never gets any points.
Yes.
Sorry, J-Cat. Gotta have a full. Gotta have an actual name.
Like you could say, his name wasn't printed in front of you right now.
Dante DiVincenzo.
DiVincenzo.
You're still in front of you. You can't say that.
No, it's covered up by the Zoom screen. Catman said it earlier. All right, boys. We're wrapping up the Delaware draft. Hopefully, everybody's still with us. Last parting thoughts, Dilts.
I got nothing right now. Sorry.
Catman.
Horseshoe crabs. Somehow that was one of my honorable mentions that I forgot. They're only like, I didn't know they were only in like four places in the world. And Delaware is like the only one that isn't Asia. So kind of crazy. Their blood is used for vaccines and all kinds of other stuff.
But there's new laws coming into effect to stop the milking of their blood because it's inhumane.
Shout out Horseshoe Crabs.
Horseshoe Crabs, 302 Life Week.
Jacob?
Only thing I want to say is that Delaware is one of the few states that has an official herb, because we have like a lot of weird things, and that is sweet goldenrod.
Shine, any parting thoughts?
Shout out to the American holly tree.
Yeah. Ladybugs, let's do it.
Peach pie is Delaware's dessert, apparently. Never had a peach pie in my life.
Official drink is milk.
And Caesar Rodney for winning that first horse race.
Birdo?
All right, I got something for you. Two things. Today is Martin Luther King Jr. Day. What an amazing man who literally one man changed the world. So I want to leave you with a verse that goes along with him, which is when Jesus was asked, what's the greatest commandment? The second one he said was to love your neighbor like yourself. So Martin Luther King Jr. was about loving everyone, treating everyone with respect and dignity. And the second one is, some of you might probably, no one knows that Eric and I lost our grandmother this past week, and she was very big part of our lives. And John 11:26, that of anyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. So my mom, rest in peace. We love you. We miss you. And just two things I want to leave you with.
That's going to do it for another episode of Life's a Draft, where none of our picks will be considered Mr. Irrelevant. Please subscribe to the podcast, and thanks for listening. Don't forget to check out the new website. Let me spell that out for you. It's croce122.wixsite.com/LADP for Life's a Draft podcast.